The Bush administration dealt what they are calling a wonderful blow to al-Qaeda this weekend with the capture in Pakistan of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. Mohammed has taken credit for masterminding the September 11, 2001 hijackings and attacks. He was arrested in Rawalpindi early Saturday in a raid by Pakistani intelligence agents. The Pakistanis handed Mohammed over to American counterterrorism authorities, who immediately flew him out of Pakistan to an undisclosed location. A White House spokesman said that when he was told of the capture, President Bush said, "Fantastic." Josh Meyer reports on international terrorism for the Los Angeles Times, and he's with us in the studio. Josh, thanks for coming in.
You're welcome, Linda.
Just how fantastic is this arrest?
Well, I would have to say it's very fantastic. I think the U.S. Counterterrorism authorities think that in some ways this is even more significant than catching bin Laden himself because of Mohammed's continuing role in al-Qaeda and efforts to regroup the network and launch new attacks.
He is said to take responsibility. He himself has said that he was responsible for engineering the 9/11 attacks. Do you think that's true?
I think it is. I think that in many ways he helped pick the hijackers. He helped organize the effort to get money to them. He, in fact, one of the main things he did was help come up with the idea in the first place, authorities believe, in terms of using planes as weapons.
He's also been described as a top-level al-Qaeda operator, someone who knows virtually everything about the organization's international operations. What was his role?
Well, I mean, if you look at al-Qaeda as a corporate structure, which many people do, I think you would look at bin Laden as a chairman of the board who's not really a hands-on guy. But Khalid Sheikh Mohammed was the hands-on guy. He was like the chief executive officer, in some ways the chief engineer, who got the country up and running and established the worldwide network of terror cells.
So where do you think he is now?
As somebody said, he's in a world of hurt right now. He's probably, obviously, in U.S. custody. My guess is he's on a ship somewhere in international waters being interrogated very extensively, or he could be on a military base. But he's been out. He was whisked out of Pakistan rather immediately. And as one authority said, there's no way that he's coming to the United States right now to face criminal charges, even though he's been indicted, that he's going to be sort of held in an undisclosed location for a long time and interrogated.
So that people don't have to be too careful what they do in interrogating him? Is that the implication?
Well, in some of these cases, I think they send them to a third country that doesn't have rules and regulations on how to whether you can torture somebody or not. I'm not sure that's the case in this situation. I think that the U.S. authorities want to keep their hands on him. But there's a lot of things you can do without outright torture to somebody. You can disorient them. You can make them think they're in another country. You can keep them awake for 3 or 4 days at a time, sitting on a chair so they can't fall off.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm fairly sure that that's what they're doing. They'll try to break him down as much as they can.
So does this capture mean anything in terms of al-Qaeda's ability to carry out additional attacks, future attacks?
Well, I think it does. I think in some ways authorities say that this helps break the back of the network in the sense that Khalid Sheikh Mohammed was one of the people that was actually helping orchestrate the attacks. He's been linked, in fact, blamed for helping orchestrate the Bali bombing, which killed almost 200 people, and a bombing in Tunisia that killed almost 20 people. But he's also the guy that was sort of communicating with the cells worldwide, so it's hugely significant in that respect.
The notion that that one man could be that important, that he could actually that this would throw a real hitch into what al-Qaeda is trying to do? Is that right?
Yeah. I mean, I think, I think in a lot of ways bin Laden had been given that credit for a long time, but the real counterterrorism watchers sort of knew that bin Laden had always been more of a theoretician and a philosophical guy, a visionary person, and they'd always thought that Khalid Sheikh Mohammed was sort of the go-to guy, the guy on the ground who was the operational commander. So, yeah, they're rejoicing in Washington and in New York where the counterterrorism FBI operations have been looking for him since 1996.
Josh Meyer reports on international terrorism for the Los Angeles Times. Josh, thanks very much.
You're welcome.